The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is your inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, incredible, and on purpose. It is your inner wisdom that guides you to live your highest potential and to experience all that you are and as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights, offerings, and truth that have helped others live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, be resilient, live empowered and free, and of course, of their authentic happiness. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients who have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When you awaken to this, you easily access the guidance of your inner wisdom, and you see the beauty of life unfolding in perfect ways to support you best as you manifest all that you want. Each episode is meant to offer something beautifully relevant and timely for you. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, and as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. Even as the whole point of therapy and life coaching is to help someone self-actualize, that is, to realize their full potential, in this episode, we take a deep look into why some people refuse and reject change, why they continue in unhealthy and addictive habits, remain stuck in limiting and prejudiced beliefs, blame others rather than hold a mirror up to themselves, and choose to aimlessly excuse their actions under the guise of remaining a victim, even when their loved ones point out the root of their suffering and encourage and offer unrelenting help. Our inherent nature as humans is to progress, to seek expansion and transformation, growth, and positive change. We accomplish this through desired self-evolution and the progressions that allow for us to seek and become more. More is defined here as movement along a path directed by one's inner compass to live as our innate goodness and whole. The human psyche is perfectly matched to this ideal, since when we are shown our mistakes, when we can see through our own eyes what damage and unhappiness we have been responsible for, whether to others or ourselves, and when we are able to accept this and take responsibility for our actions or a lack of them, the change that is needed surfaces quite naturally as an inner felt knowing, arising out of our unwillingness to remain in a state of unhappiness, sorrow, and suffering. Even if we fear change and what uncomfortable actions we may need to take to arrive where we know we will be happiest, the desire to arrive, to live in congruence with what honors our highest good, together with our belief and trust in what we know to be true is a welcome opportunity for transformation and positive growth. Why is it that some people, regardless of the opportunities they have and the endless support and wisdom that their loved ones offer, continue to repeat the mistakes and behaviors that cause them and others to suffer? It's important to highlight that above all else, you or anyone who approaches therapy and life coaching from the perspective of desiring a change is already well on their way to succeeding. This is because of the desire and willingness one holds to see and know themselves as they are, even if they have not yet uncovered all of what needs their attention. To open your mind and heart, to see yourself as you are, to see what flawed premises and underlying beliefs have allowed you to continue along a certain path up to now, is illuminating. It is akin to having an aha moment, of connecting the dots, of understanding yourself in a way that you have never before, and to flip a switch that immediately shines light into the inner darkness that you have carried. There are two reasons or justifications for why someone has decided that they do not need to change or to improve an aspect of themselves. While it can be discouraging to those around this person, especially since their problematic behaviors and patterns continue to replicate, it is likely that each one of us has experienced a period in our lives where we too have been stuck in an exhausting pattern, in a deprecating mindset, and a self-sabotaging cycle. Despite all that we might know to help ourselves, we too may have continued for a time unchanged. And yet, one secret that reveals a need for change is the amount of conflict that one experiences both internally and in relationships with all others. Conflict, disagreement, differing beliefs and mindsets all reveal the inner struggle and turmoil that someone is experiencing when they are stubbornly set in their pattern of thinking and refuse to open their mind and their heart to the possibility that they may have it wrong. To shed light on why some people continue to reject the need for change is important if you choose to have some form of contact and/or a continued relationship with them. It is important for you to know the limitations of this relationship. You may have compassion for their suffering and for the suffering they cause you, but compassion with boundaries that you must uphold so that you are not enlisted in nor distracted by what allows someone to continue in their negative cycle. This is called codependency, and I will leave for you resources to read on this in the description if you wish to learn more. You yourself may be listening if you are still struggling with your ego's desire to resist change, to be stubborn, even though your heart is strongly yearning for the change that you know will save you. To understand better what has led you here will help you to find a better way than what you have been living. There is a difference between willingness to change and the actions we take, fueled out of our readiness and desire to make a change reality. Both are necessary, and of course, change happens with the positive actions that we ultimately take. These actions are even more powerful when we have the right help and guidance, beginning with our resolve and the commitment to see our change complete and in light of who we desire to be. The first reason for why some people never change is this. People can never change as long as they refuse and reject change, and as they are unwilling to look at themselves through eyes of self-honesty and truth. These people have incitingly convinced themselves that they do not need to make a change, that it is others who are wrong, that life events and circumstances have been their demise, excusing their behavior and relinquishing self-responsibility. This is, of course, a devastating untruth, as it allows a person to continue in a pattern of behavior and beliefs that is unhealthy, negative, and destructive. Egocentric behavior plays a role in the rationale for why a person is unwilling to change. Egocentrism is a defense mechanism. According to psychoanalyst Eric Fromm, egocentrism is an unconscious psychological strategy that people use to avoid facing reality and to maintain their self-image. Self-centered and egocentric behavior lives in the absence of truth and honesty. Those with egocentric personality allow for great injustice in what they tell themselves and believe, even though someone may deem their life to be beyond their control. The truth is that we are all given free will choice. For this very reason, that each one of us has a propensity to co-create and manifest our life, and the choices we make given everything that happens, and in that, who and how we choose to be. I call this reason failure to see. The reason for someone's inability to change is a huge lack of self-honesty and an unwillingness to take self-responsibility for their actions and for what happens to them throughout their life. In other words, someone will align themselves with a victim mentality rather than to see their part in what they have co-created. In a relationship with someone who continues to admonish their ability to examine themselves with honesty and truth, it becomes impossible to have a trusting and healthy relationship that is built upon and requires the ideals of integrity, honesty, transparency, truth, respect, and self-responsibility. I also want to say that I believe that each one of us has the capacity for acknowledging right from wrong. You can acknowledge your mistake, but then still continue to make the same and similar mistakes. This is the true epitome of expecting a different outcome, and yet being unwilling to change your thoughts and actions. People can move out of their egocentric state, but it must be of their decision. Free will is the most powerful freedom that we each hold to decide not only our moment-by-moment actions, but the course of our life. Those who are lodged in the false protection of their egocentric personality can arrive at a point of change. They must come to this decision of their own choosing, and often it is only after some critical mass or tipping point that acts as a catalyst. And again, their willingness to see what they have been doing or not doing, together with their choice to no longer suffer in the stories and untruths that they tell themselves, must be their choice. And the second reason why some people refuse to change is their propensity for denial, avoidance, finding excuses, and ignoring the problem. Change is not going to happen as long as someone has convinced themselves that they are not the problem, that others or a drug or a childhood trauma or any life event external to them is to blame. The cognitive bias in this example dominates to focus the problem externally or to downplay one's involvement, and thus a person avoids taking responsibility for their actions. If you were able to look at a model of readiness towards change, the first example I mentioned would describe someone who is obstinate and refuses to even look at their self as a part of the problem. In the second example, a person lives most of the time in the cognitive bias of denial or blame. They have fleeting moments in which they allow themselves to look at themselves with honesty. However, they remain mired in fear and the perceived inability to make a desired change. So therefore, they rely on their cognitive biases as an unhealthy form of self-preservation. This is difficult because someone may feel remorse for something that they said or did, and yet they continue in the same pattern and behaviors, largely because they have continued to avoid and deny, to dismiss their actions in a rejection of autonomy. And they convince themselves that they are really not at fault for the bigger problems and suffering that they experience. However, emotional, psychological, and physical suffering can be a strong motivator. Someone can become ready to make a change when and if they are no longer willing to continue to suffer. And of course, this also means that they are willing to be self-responsible, to no longer make excuses and point fingers, rather to reclaim their personal power. My client Donovan knew that his addiction to fentanyl was killing him. Those were his words. His conscience was so clear on this that he admits he could not even look in a mirror because he hated seeing what the drug had done to him. It wasn't until he was willing to ask for help after an overdose, to admit to his father why he was in hospital and the devastation that he was responsible for, that Donovan was then able to go to rehab, clean for a time until another heartbreak and failed relationship was the excuse for another binge and subsequent jail time after being arrested. I share more of Donovan's story in a recent episode titled, What Would Make Me Whole? I'll leave a link to it here. As I speak here, Donovan is several months clean and in therapy. He is addressing the root cause of his heartbreak and dependency on relationships in order to feel loved. That stems from much earlier in his life and the broken heart experience of losing his mother when his parents divorced, and the trauma of witnessing his father suffer prolonged heartbreak and depression, and unable to comfort his son, to teach Donovan self-reliance, self-love, and to show his son by example how one heals emotional pain. The beauty of the human psyche is this: when we are willing to see ourselves clearly and to admit what we need to fix and change with complete honesty, something quite miraculous happens. It is as if in being willing to see what is true, that we are also given the wisdom of what is needed in order to correct, fix, and change a situation. Our inner compass, our guiding wisdom, our truth, sets us free from emotional pain as we are willing to walk towards what is needed. Truth reveals what we need to do. To follow this inner wisdom requires our free will. Some people fear what their Pandora's box will reveal once they look inside and see what is the cause of their suffering. If someone is lost for where to begin in their quest to improve themselves and their life, if they have much that they have concealed and buried, and that which has only caused a reliving of trauma, each time they gather enough courage to begin to examine what they have kept hidden, it can feel discouraging to know how to heal. Think about your reasons for making a change, especially if you may be struggling to give up an old habit or an unhealthy coping strategy in light of what you know will be better. One great action step towards helping you see your change through is to focus on the positive outcome of making this change. Focus on the end goal. Blow it up to see all of its benefits and to imagine and feel in your body right now just how amazing you will feel to live with this change in place. And finally, be grateful for your willingness to do this work and to be patient as you take each step. Accept others where they are, as they are, in full awareness that their decision to continue doing what they have always done limits greatly your ability to be in relationship with them the way you would like. This means reassessing what kind of relationship you can in fact have, if one at all. My hope that in listening, you have found understanding and the ability to continue to seek positive change, and the eternal hope that comes from knowing you have the free will to do all that you choose. And if you would like my help as you seek changes for your future, please reach out to me. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.